Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. Today we're going to wrap up the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer that we've been going through for a couple of weeks now. Last time we looked at the first part of verse 13, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And I stopped there because I want to spend today's devotion on that last phrase, which is interesting. When people recite the Lord's Prayer, they almost always include this phrase, "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." What most people don't realize is that that phrase was not in the early manuscripts and the most reliable ones, though it did show up later on. There's some debate about whether or not it should be used. You will find it in some translations. In the New American Standard Bible that I use mostly, you'll see it in brackets. It's one thing I like about the NASB. It puts the verses that are called into question in brackets rather than omitting them altogether, which some other translations do, or including them as if they were always there, which others do. I think that's important. Let me give you a little more background on that. The earliest translations, and they were in Greek, by the way, that contained the full Bible, the Old Testament, and the full New Testament, they're referred to as codices or codex. The Codex Sinaiticus, that's considered the earliest complete version, written and assembled sometime in the mid-4th century AD, which means around 350 or so. There's the Codex Vaticanus, though there are differences between the two, and much has been made about that. Then there's another one referred to as the Codex Alexandrinus. So for the purpose of reading through it one more time, I'm going to leave it in, because throughout recent and medieval history, it has always been there. Jesus told his disciples, "Pray then in this way, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." I hope you've enjoyed this study of the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer, and it's helped you understand it better and appreciate it more when we pray it. Hanging on Jesus Every Word, for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.